Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
And beautiful Monday morning and the perfect time for us to have this conversation. It is the 7th of the month, yes, but also there's probably some things that you still need to pay for, all right? So before cut off, let's just see what lesson Juliana has in store for us today. But she's going to be touching on just teaching your kids the valuable, or like the worth, so if you will, or the value of money. I think it's important that you start having those conversations with your kids now on, so that they understand, even if you give them a $20, what is the value of this $20 and how to best take care of their money. So let's see what she has in store for us.
All right.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on teaching your child the value of money. But before we do that, let us kindly get into the disclaimer. I am in no way representing no company or any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gathered over the years. Teaching your child the value of money, teaching your child the concept of money. You need to train a young mind at a young age. So the soonest you start implementing small ways of teaching your child the importance of money and the importance of expenses and the importance of an income, the better. Yeah. The quicker your child will learn the concepts, the better, the easier the child will be able to implement this in his life going forward. So here are some of the tricks and trades that you can use that I have researched that works. Number one, give your child chores around the house. And you pay your child for the chores that they do around the house. Encourage your child not to spend this money that they have earned recklessly, but allow them to save. Encourage them to save the money that they have earned doing chores around the house. And when your child would want something that you would consider luxury and not necessarily the basic needs, you then encourage them to use from their savings to buy these items. Do not purchase these items that you require as luxury for them if their savings is done. Also, do not compromise giving them an advance payment, or do not compromise in borrowing. Do not encourage borrowing. So if the savings is done, then unfortunately they cannot acquire that item. When you as the parent is busy setting up your budget for the month, include your child, make your child part of this budget planning. And also when you do your grocery shoppings and your payment of accounts, if you do them manually, kindly also include your child with these purchases. Include your child in these purchases. Go with your child physically to the shop. Have your child pay for the items. Have your child check the change. Make sure that your child always checks the receipt. Make sure that he checks that everything is in order. He is your mini auditor. And lastly, the tip of the day is encourage your child into entrepreneurship. Encourage your child to take on entrepreneurship at a young age. Allow them to come up with their own ideas of how to grow their business or start their business. And also allow them to purchase their own stock, handle their own income and expenses. And when you see that the passion is dying out, sit with them and understand why. And encourage them and keep them focused on their goal. If you've liked today's conversation and you'd like to speak more on today's topic, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, OC. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and yes,
absolutely.
Kids need to learn the value of money now already, I believe.
Yep.
Let's leave it at that. On the other side, we go to the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.